Oh, thank you. Wow. Well, what I should have said, Golden, where he was on the order of service, is if he's responsible, you mean I got to follow that? Well, yeah. No, thanks, Claire, again. We'll be here again later. That was that's wonderful. And again, let me say what a joy it is to have you be a part of our worship experience here. Another of the things we did this past year, we had another very, very active year in the life of our Social Justice Committee. And as you may remember, I think it was about 3 or 4 Sundays ago, you were asked to, and many of you did, stay after the service and fill out a little inquiry sheet they sent you on what a new healthcare plan would look like. That's one of the issues that our Social Justice Committee has focused on this year. And Dave Golden, a member of that committee, also a physician, now on staff at the VA hospital in Manchester, is going to tell you a little bit about what you said. So, David.
Well, basically, what we were trying to do this year is to engage the congregation more and understand what you thought in order to get some ideas as to how we could present you with some action plan that you can take, similar to the song that you just heard. I think if you want hope, you've got to sing on, teach on, walk on, and so we'll segue from that. So what we did is we, on May 4th, we passed out a survey, and 42 people responded. And the first question was, what would a UU health care plan look like if it fit our values? And some of your value statements, which are up on the screen there, healthcare for people, not for profit. Healthcare is as important a national priority as education. And healthcare based on respect and care of each individual. Healthcare a system of compassion and wisdom. Probably not too surprising from a bunch of you UUs. Not everyone agreed on all the points, but there was a lot of agreement that came through quite loud and clear. What most people agreed on was that we should cover everybody from birth to death with no discrimination and no one excluded. We need to cover all aspects of health care, physical, mental, dental, preventive, and medications. We needed to put a greater focus on healthy life practices, better health education, coverage for wellness and alternative practices. And we needed to reduce the costs, take health care out of private hands and eliminate the profit, base people's costs on their ability to pay. A more detailed summary to the responses can be found on the social justice page in the church website. I personally have been involved in a national group called Physicians for a National Healthcare Program, which in fact has strongly supported specific legislation in Congress to achieve these goals. And it's a single payer healthcare proposal that employs basically a Medicare for everybody system. Instead of just having seniors on Medicare, that everybody would pay their healthcare costs through a similar system that seniors use. This would immediately reduce the total cost of healthcare by 20%, which is what is wasted private healthcare insurers. They take at least 20 cents, and I've heard more recently up to 30 cents of your dollar, and give it to administrative costs, profit, stockholders, and all that kind of thing. That's a huge amount of money. Whereas Medicare has roughly about a 3% administrative cost. I know it surprises people the government can actually do something more efficiently, but then again, they don't have stockholders and advertising. Things like that to deal with. The idea would be to take these savings and to pass them on to patients and help provide coverage for people who are currently uninsured. It's kind of a misconception that if you're uninsured, you just go to the emergency room and you'll be all set. And that's true if you have an emergency. But as I was explaining to someone who recently told me that they had been diagnosed with a malignant melanoma of the skin, that they were just so happy that they were going to be able to get all this modern, wonderful health care. And then I said, yes, and what would you get, do you think, if you didn't have any health care? And they said, oh, we could just go to the emergency room. And I said, well, they would look at it and tell you that's not an emergency, contact this list of doctors. And good luck, bring your MasterCard. Because if you didn't have the money, it would be highly likely, unlikely that you would find somebody that would be willing to take care of it. And that's a pretty sad thing to say. You may get lucky, but it's pretty unlikely. We would also like to eliminate a lot of unneeded care by getting rid of the profit motive. I know it's hard to believe, but when you have hospitals that are driven by profit, and even nonprofit hospitals, I'm sorry to say, have a lot of the same drives, it's been clearly shown that they have an incentive to do more things that actually really need to be done by kind of scientific methodology. And from working at the VA, I know this is true because we have specific guidelines that we follow for healthcare that are based on evidence-based medicine, not profit-based medicine. And at the VA, we can provide better healthcare than the private sector does, and this has been documented by the Rand Corporation and many others, for 60 cents on the dollar that it costs to provide anybody with private health insurance. And those folks, I can tell you, are a lot sicker than the folks sitting in this room on average. And a lot of it has to do with following guidelines. And I think that those are very important. Guaranteeing coverage for everybody, regardless of employment and financial status. The other thing a lot of people don't understand is that if you lose your job, for most people, you lose your health care because it's very expensive. Most people, when they lose their job, cannot afford to pay for their health insurance. So it's a little bit of a scam in the sense that they're pretty well covered. I mean, if you're healthy, they're not going to pay out much. If you get very sick, you can't afford the health insurance, and they don't have to pay out much. I don't think it's an accident that the two tallest buildings in Boston are insurance company buildings. I call it worse than Foxwood. At least there, you occasionally win. However, this is not socialized medicine. This is one of the things that people who oppose, especially the insurance industry, they rather than attack the points that I've given, they say, well, you don't want that socialized medicine. Socialized medicine is where the delivery of health care, as well as the financing of it, is provided by government doctors. Well, from my VA experience, that wouldn't be all that bad, but that is not something that most Americans want. And the reality is that it's not necessary. Still have the same choice. If you are on Medicare or have parents who are on Medicare, you know that they can pick whatever doctor they want to go to, and they're not required to go to a government clinic or something of that sort. So if you're interested in pursuing this and making your voice known, H.R. 676, the House of Representatives 676, is a bill before the U.S. Congress that in fact establishes this by suggestion, and we would love to see lots of support for this. Currently has 88 sponsors that his congressmen have signed on to it. The website is up there. If you recommend, if you're interested in this, I recommend you go and read it. I think you'll find it very interesting. And if you think it's a good idea, we have our entire congressional representation in this state that needs to be contacted, because regardless of political party, they are afraid of the insurance companies. And it doesn't matter whether they're Democrats or Republicans, they think that you all are afraid that by signing on to this kind of thing that they're not going to get reelected. And so they need to hear from you. And so that's the action that you can take. And if you have any questions, I'll be happy to talk to you about it. Hey, thank you very much. Thank you very much. If you'd like to continue this conversation with David or Ellen or other people on the Social Justice Committee, they'll be in the coffee hour after our service today, and you can be in and talk with them. And I just commend the Social Justice Committee for all the good work they've done this year in many of the areas they focused on, including the one of health care.